Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Some of the people Kanye trusted the most are the very same people who ruined his life and career.
How many more times are you gonna call me crazy? Y'all try to kill the superheroes, but we here, we alive.
Kanye West is easily the most polarizing artist in the world right now. He went from being the biggest underdog in the rap game to one of the most critically acclaimed musicians of all time. But over the last few years, Ye's billion-dollar empire has crumbled before our very eyes. And a lot of people, from diehard fans to music critics to other rappers too, all seem to agree that today's Kanye West is a shell of his former self. But where did things go so horribly wrong, and who's really responsible for Kanye's downward spiral? As Ye's behavior has become increasingly erratic, a recent burst of revelations, accusations, and lawsuits also point the finger at some of the people inside Kanye's inner circle. Could Kanye West have been manipulated by the people he trusted the most, or is Ye himself responsible for totally spiraling out of control? That's why we're putting together a comprehensive timeline of the rise and fall of Kanye West, including some of his most controversial relationships. How did Ye go from unlikely beginnings to rap superstardom? What's the real story behind the suspicious death of the first person to ever believe in him? And how did the Kardashian curse almost make Kanye its most tragic victim? And is it true that he almost got put under a Britney Spears-style conservatorship? We've even dug through pages of legal affidavits that shine light on the allegations that Kanye might be dealing with a crippling laughing gas addiction, and the alleged accusations that he might be under the influence of a notorious celebrity dentist. Finally, we're gonna examine Ye's complicated relationship with Diddy and Kanye's attempts to distance himself from the so-called diddler. But with new allegations and lawsuits surfacing every single day, could Kanye actually be a bigger part of Diddy's scandal than anyone may have realized in the past?
Puff Daddy, whoever, none of these d***s, all you fake hard d***s, f*** you.
But when you start from the very beginning, you realize just how unlikely Kanye's rise to the top was. Kanye was raised in Chicago by his mother, Dr. Donda West, an accomplished professor who chaired Chicago State University's English department and was a Fulbright scholar. From the very start, Donda was incredibly supportive and protective of her son and encouraged him to be creative. When Ye was 10 years old, they even briefly relocated to China for an exchange program. Through it all, Kanye was intensely passionate about music. He not only rapped, but he made beats for other local artists. His earliest demos, like World Record Holders and The Prerequisite, showcase Kanye's raw talent while he was still on the come up. In fact, Kanye was so confident about his dream that he dropped out of college at 20 to pursue music full time. His willingness to take big risks paid off though, because by the year 2000, he was an in-house producer for his idol, Jay-Z. Kanye's trademark style, where he'd sample old school soul songs, made him hugely in demand. But there was a problem. While Ye was getting plenty of success as a behind-the-scenes beatmaker, his real dream was to be a rapper. And pretty much no one in the music industry took him serious. Kanye's lack of a gangsta image and subject matter meant that a lot of execs just didn't see him as bankable, and he struggled to get a record deal. Finally, Jay-Z's business partner Dame Dash agreed to sign Kanye to the label Rockefeller Records. Dame did not want someone else to lure Kanye away from Rockefeller, especially since Ye had helped craft their label's signature sound. But on on October 23rd of 2002, just 2 weeks after Kanye got his coveted deal with Rockefeller, he fell asleep at the wheel while driving home during a late night recording session. Ye got into a huge car crash that shattered his jaw.
That's painful. Goddamn.
But Kanye's determination wouldn't let his injury slow him down. Just 2 weeks after the car crash, with his jaw still wired shut, Kanye recorded the song Through the Wire, which would become the first single to his upcoming album.
Who's for breakfast and insure for dessert? Somebody order pancakes, I just dip the scissor.
Yo, that shit is a jam, bro. In February of 2004, Kanye dropped his debut album, The College Dropout. Not only did the album hit number 2 on the Billboard charts, but it also went triple platinum, sold 441,000 units in his first week, and landed a Grammy nomination for Album of the Year. Kanye received widespread praise for bucking the gangster rap trend and still making hit records like Jesus Walks and Slow Jams. Despite all the people who doubted him, Kanye silenced the haters and became a legit superstar. On his follow-up album, 2005's Late Registration, Ye went even bigger. Kanye recruited a 20-piece ensemble orchestra and collaborated with acclaimed film composer John Bryan to deliver an album that was even more cinematic and even more successful. Late Registration debuted at number 1 and nearly doubled the first week sales of College Dropout by selling 860,000 copies. But when it came to Kanye's third album, Graduation, the stakes were even higher. Kanye's record label moved the release of the album to September 11th.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2007, the very same day that 50 Cent was scheduled to release his highly awaited third studio album, Curtis. After being turned down for a record deal for years because he wasn't seen as street enough, Kanye was headed for a sales showdown with not only one of the top selling artists of all time, but also the most popular gangster rapper in the game. 50 Cent had a lot of reasons to be confident. His debut, Get Rich or Die Tryin', sold 12 million copies in 1 year. His sophomore album, The Massacre, had one of the largest opening weeks of all time after it moved 1.15 million units in just 4 days. In fact, 50 was so sure he'd wipe the floor with Kanye that he vowed to retire from music if Ye sold more records than him. But when release day came, 50 had to eat his own words. Kanye's Graduation opened at number 1 and sold 957,000 copies in its first week. Meanwhile, 50 Cent's Curtis moved 623,000 copies and opened at number 2. While 50 didn't follow through with his promise to hang up the mic, the release of Graduation solidified a paradigm shift in hip-hop. For each and every album, Kanye managed to musically reinvent himself to the delight of fans and critics. For Graduation, Kanye sampled Daft Punk and claimed inspiration from house music to create a one-of-a-kind hip-hop record. While 50 was criticized for delivering more of the same, Kanye was celebrated for pushing the envelope. Kanye West had ascended to become the rap game's most popular standard bearer and a widely recognized creative genius.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
But just 2 months after his greatest success, Kanye would go through a tragedy that would reshape his life forever. As Kanye found more fame and success, his mother Donda made the choice to move to LA in 2004 to work as his manager. Throughout Kanye's rise to the top, Donda was frequently by his side. They attended concerts, events, and award shows together, and Ye often credited his mom for giving him the confidence he needed to succeed. But as Kanye's celebrity grew, so did the pressures on Donda. Her new lifestyle in LA made her want to look the part of being in Hollywood. On November 9th of 2007, Donda West opted to undergo elective surgery to get a tummy tuck and breast reduction. The surgery took about 5.5 hours, and Dr. Donda West was apparently encouraged by her doctor, Dr. Jan Adams, to stay at an inpatient facility and receive post-operative care. Donda, however, didn't really like that option. She wanted to return to her home, where she insisted she'd be cared for by her nephew, Kanye's cousin, Stephen Scoggins. Scoggins had a nursing license, and Donda assumed he'd be equipped to mother her after her operation. But when Donda was recovering at home, there was no one documenting the kind of basic nursing protocol like temperature checks that she would have received at an inpatient facility. Donda even reportedly told Stephen Scoggins that she was in excruciating pain after the operation, and if she knew how much it would hurt, she never would have gone through with it in the first place. Stephen Scoggins stayed with Donda the night after her surgery, but he left the next morning and promised Donda he'd return later that night. But while Stephen was gone, Donda's health took a turn for the worse. Hours after Stephen left the house, Donda collapsed. A friend of Donda who was at the house called 911, but by the time Donda was rushed to the emergency room, it was too late. Donda West was pronounced dead on November 10th of 2007. Donda's death emotionally shattered Kanye. In a 2015 interview, Kanye blamed himself for what happened, claiming, "If I never moved to LA, she'd be alive, and I don't want to go far into it because it'll bring me to tears." But the tragedy and shock of Donda's passing also led to a ton of scrutiny on the surgeon who operated on her, Dr. Jan Adams. The West family released a statement claiming that the cause of Donda's death was cosmetic surgery, and Dr. Adams vigorously pushed back on the implication. Dr. Adams blamed Kanye's cousin, Stephen Scoggins, for not being at her side when Donda collapsed. But it turns out Dr. Adams had a checkered past, and all of it came to light in the wake of the Donda West tragedy.
"He has a questionable medical and legal record, that's the doctor."
Dr. Adams was exposed for having multiple drunk driving arrests, which critics said made his judgment seem suspect. Dr. Adams had also been the subject to malpractice suits, which were settled for just under $500,000. Another plastic surgeon, Dr. Andre Aboulon, even confirmed that Donda West consulted with him before she went with Dr. Adams. Dr. Aboulon recommended that Donda not undergo the cosmetic surgery precisely because of her heart condition. Donda had a coronary artery disease, which meant a buildup of plaque in her arteries limited blood flow to the heart. While Dr. Aboulon cautioned Donda, Dr. Jan Adams proceeded with the surgery without raising concerns. The backlash to Dr. Jan Adams was so severe that the California governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, signed the Donda West Law in 2009, which required patients to have proper medical clearance before getting elective cosmetic surgery done. Amid all the finger-pointing and blame, Kanye West was the one...
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Suffering the most. He would go on to perform his song Hey Mama as a tribute to his late mother, only to sometimes break down in tears midway through a performance. In 2008, Kanye's engagement to Alex Pfeiffer, his longtime girlfriend of 6 years, abruptly ended. In 2009, while in attendance at the VMA Awards, Kanye is seen guzzling a bottle of Hennessy with his new girlfriend Amber Rose. Then, in the middle of the show, Kanye rushed to the stage while Taylor Swift was accepting an award and snatched the microphone from her.
"But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time."
Ye's out-of-control behavior that night received widespread condemnation. When Kanye apologized for the incident during an appearance on the Jay Leno show, the host asked him point-blank what Ye's mother would think about him interrupting Taylor, and Ye clearly had an emotional reaction to the question. Despite the controversy, though, Ye continued to release critically acclaimed music.
"No one man to have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just..."
But Kanye still needed someone to replace the void in his life after Donda's passing. And nobody expected him to find that person in reality TV star Kim Kardashian. In 2012, Kanye surprised his fans by proclaiming his love for Kim Kardashian on the song Cold, where he also dissed Kim's ex, basketball player Chris Humphries. That spring, Kanye and Kim were seen out in public together for the first time, confirming their new relationship. The couple even had their first child, Northwest, a year later. By 2014, they were married in a lavish ceremony in Italy. Kim and Kanye's marriage made them one of the biggest power couples in the entertainment industry. But their mega celebrity status also came with a steep price. On November 21st of 2016, Kanye was hospitalized for a psychiatric emergency after he abruptly canceled his St. Pablo tour. That album was tough, bro. "Beautiful morning, get a summer morning, babe." Reports surfaced that Kim and Kanye's marriage had become turbulent and that Kanye's breakdown was partially triggered by the 9-year anniversary of Donda West's passing. T TMZ reported that when Kanye was taken to the UCLA medical hospital, he had to be sedated after refusing to let doctors touch him. He even accused them of trying to ruin his marriage with Kim. Kanye was finally released after a week-long stay in the hospital. He later admitted that he had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and detailed how he was treated while in psychiatric care.
They put you, they handcuff you, they drug you, they put you on the bed, they separate you from everyone you know.
Ye also discussed how his bipolar disorder makes him hyper-paranoid, putting him in a state where everything's a conspiracy. Reports continued to surface that Kanye and Kim were experiencing tensions in their relationship, but things really blew up in July of 2020 when Kanye publicly shared texts he sent to Kim's mother and longtime manager, Kris Jenner. In those texts, Kanye asked Kim if she wants to talk or go to war, and even said that his relationship with Kris Jenner was white supremacy at its finest. Kanye also accused Kim of attempting to lock him up, like on the movie Get Out. At first, Kanye's claim might sound a little over the top until you really dig into the details. Kris Jenner and Kim Kardashian have a relationship with Lou Taylor, a Hollywood business manager with many high-profile clients. It's widely known that Lou Taylor was instrumental in helping craft Britney Spears' conservatorship. In that situation, an involuntary psychiatric hold led to Britney losing control of her finances and personal life. And Lou Taylor was one of the people put in charge of managing her situation. Britney later claimed that she was invited to Lou Taylor's office directly before she was sent to a psych facility against her will.
It's Britney, bitch.
Sorry. Kanye claimed that he found out that Kris and Kim were scheming with Lou to do the exact same thing to him. And it's especially troubling since Ye had already been forcibly taken to the hospital on an involuntary psych hold. Ye even accused Kris and Kim of trying to force him to take lithium, a tactic which lines up with what Britney said Lou Taylor did to her. Britney alleged that the massive amounts of lithium doses she was given was designed to give her brain damage and make her as pliable as possible, so Lou Taylor could directly profit. 3 days later, after I said no to Vegas, my therapist sat me down in a room and said he had a million phone calls about how I was not cooperating in rehearsals and I haven't been taking my medication. All of this was false. He immediately the next day put me on lithium out of nowhere. He took me off my normal meds that I've been taking for 5 years. And lithium is a very, very strong and completely different medication compared to what I was used to. It was later confirmed that Kim Kardashian directly employed the LA security firm Black Box Security Inc., the very same security firm that was created and funded by the Britney Spears conservatorship. With all these links between the Kardashians and Lou Taylor, Kanye's paranoia about Kris Jenner sounds all the more reasonable. On February 19th of 2021, Kim Kardashian officially filed for divorce from Kanye.
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad?
I had protein this morning, right?
Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 minutes.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
But the saga between them was far from over. News surfaced that Kim was dating comedian Pete Davidson, leading to Kanye to lash back in jealousy. In a social media spree, Kanye famously labeled Pete Davidson Skeet Davidson and even released a stop-motion music video for the song Easy, where he kidnaps, decapitates, and buries a cartoon Pete Davidson lookalike. Kanye even encouraged his fans to scream at Pete if they saw him on the street. The nonstop online harassment from Ye fans forced Pete Davidson to deactivate his IG account. While Kim and Kanye had 4 children together, Ye's accusations that Kim's family tried to essentially Britney Spears him hints at a much darker truth. Kanye may have been able to fight off Lou Taylor's alleged attempts to get him on lithium, but reports surfaced that he had succumbed to an entirely different kind of addiction. In January of 2024, some pretty crazy news surfaced about Kanye's teeth. News outlets claimed that Kanye had permanent titanium teeth installed into his mouth for the wild price of $850,000. The dentist behind the procedure was Dr. Thomas Connolly, the so-called father of diamond dentistry. In fact, Dr. Connolly is famous for providing lavish procedures on celebrity clients. In 2021, he reconstructed Post Malone's smile with diamonds and platinum teeth for $1.6 million, and his other patients include Offset, Gunna, Lil Yachty, Shaq, and Odell Beckham Jr. But Ye's new titanium teeth was on a complete different level. The procedure was called quite unlike anything that's been done before and touted as experimental dentistry. But the story only gets weirder from there. In August of 2024, Kanye's former chief of staff, Milo Yiannopoulos, posted a series of text messages on social media between him, Kanye, and celebrity dentist Thomas Connolly. Those leaked texts heavily implied that Ye had developed a dependency on nitrous oxide and that Dr. Connolly was supplying Kanye with the nitrous. Nitrous is basically known as laughing gas, and while it can make users euphoric at first, it's also been associated with long-term neurological damage. Milo alleged that Dr. Connolly was charging Kanye a whopping $50,000 a month to hook him up with a nitrous supply, which is an insane markup for how much the gas would typically cost. Milo also claimed that Dr. Connolly was intentionally trying to diminish Ye's mental faculties so that Dr. Connolly could exploit him for millions of dollars. Milo filed a complaint with the California Dental Board, where he called Dr. Connolly a dangerous predator and sent a 22-page sworn affidavit to the FBI, which goes to show that Milo is really standing behind his words on this. In the affidavit, Milo claims that since April of 2024, Kanye has been taking nitrous nonstop in meetings and that he wore an inhaler mask on a near-constant basis. Milo even brings up a video message that Ye sent to MMA fighter Ryan Garcia, where Ye is clearly wearing an inhaler mask and says,
"Ryan Garcia, this Ye, I'm on a nitrous."
The affidavit also claims that a junior Yeezy staffer informed Milo that Dr. Connolly was seen hauling four large surgical tanks to the home of Kanye's new wife, Australian architect Bianca Censori. And we've already done a whole deep dive on her bizarre relationship with Ye in this video. The documents even contain texts from Dr. Connolly to Milo where the dentist proposes a job for himself at Kanye's Yeezy company that includes building a personal nitrous system. Dr. Connolly's representatives denied the allegations, calling them intentionally misleading. After Milo Yiannopoulos made his accusations against Dr. Connolly, fans started looking more at the evidence for Kanye's nitrous use. In a 2015 cover story for the Paper magazine, Ye tells an interviewer, "One time I was at the dentist's office and I was given nitrous and I was vibing out. I guess that's my version of Steve Jobs and his trip, when I had my first thought, what's the meaning of life?" But in a more recent clip, Kanye talked about using nitrous while on stage at the 2022 BET Awards. That night, Ye was a surprise presenter to give a Lifetime Achievement Award to none other than Sean Diddy Combs. And he straight up says,
"I was at the dentist's office the other day, I was taking a nitrous oxide."
Speaking of Diddy, Kanye's longtime relationship with Sean Combs have been receiving a lot more attention ever since the Bad Boys mogul's legal troubles have begun to stack up. When you look at Kanye's BET tribute speech to Diddy in 2022, you start to see just how close these two men were. Not only did Ye make a rare public appearance in support of Diddy, but he also professed that he looks to Diddy for advice.
"He inspires so many of my choices, my wife choices."
Which sounds a lot like he was alluding to Diddy inspiring him to pursue Kim Kardashian. Kanye professed his love for Diddy and called him his brother, but in October of 2022, just a few months after their public love fest at the BET Awards, Diddy called Kanye out for promoting a custom-made White Lives Matter shirt. Kanye responded in rage, posting texts between him and Diddy where Kanye insisted on selling his t-shirts and claimed,
"Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts."
that no one gets in between me and my money. Then, days later, Kanye made a highly controversial appearance on Drink Champs. In a really belligerent interview, Kanye made a whole rage of anti-Semitic remarks while accusing Diddy of being a fed. The interview was so wild that it was taken down for promoting hate speech, but once Diddy's Miami and LA mansions were raided in 2024 by the Department of Homeland Security, Kanye's fed accusations started to go viral all over again. In June of 2024, singer Nikki Heaton accused both Diddy and Kanye of assaulting her when she was just 19 years old. Heaton alleged that she was invited to a studio session where Diddy and Kanye were both drunk and possibly even on drugs, and detailed how they tried to force themselves on her. And in October of 2024, Kanye's former assistant Lauren Piscitato filed a lawsuit against Kanye alleging that he assaulted her during a studio session that was also hosted by Diddy. Piscitato worked for Kanye from 2021 to 2022. In the legal complaint, Piscitato said that she was invited to a Santa Monica studio before she was employed by Ye. Diddy and Ye were in attendance, and the guests were told that everyone had to drink if they wanted to stay. The legal filing claims that Piscitato's drink was laced with drugs and that she lost consciousness. While Piscitato says that she didn't have any memory of what transpired that night, she also claims that Kanye later implied that they hooked up, which Piscitato would have been too intoxicated to consent to. Piscitato also detailed other incidents where Kanye sent lewd messages while she was working for him and allegedly harassed her in a hotel room. While Diddy was named in Piscitato's lawsuit, he wasn't directly accused of any wrongdoing. Kanye's legal rep responded to Piscitato's harassment allegations, claiming that Piscitato was using extortion and blackmail against Kanye. While Kanye hasn't been charged with any crimes in connection to Diddy's indictment, these allegations are certainly troubling. Could Kanye's ties with Diddy run deeper than anyone have imagined? As more information starts to trickle out about Diddy's secrets, it's possible that we'll learn even more dark details about Diddy and Kanye's relationship and hopefully get to the truth behind these accusations.